Now, you've got a beard, some facial hair, so actually this respirator is not going to do you any good. PM2.5 is just really small, fine particulate, and that makes its way when you breathe it in. It gets past the upper respiratory tract defenses, and it actually makes it down into your lungs. My name is Carl Farley, and I am an instructor with the Public Health Department. We don't want to be breathing in that dusty, that dirty of air, and we have really good science showing the hazards of it, that it does in fact have an effect.
Air pollution, winter inversion, PM2.5. For many Utahns, these terms are all too common reminders of an unfortunate reality. I know, it's springtime now. Warblers are singing, the lilac is in full bloom, and the bitter cold and yellow-brown smog is a distant memory. But not too long ago, and soon again, we'll all be breathing deep that gathering gloom.
Yeah, I'm Dr. Brian Minch. B-R-I-A-N-M-O-E-N-C-H. I'm president of Utah Physicians for a Healthy Environment.
Air pollution increases blood pressure, exacerbates systemic inflammation, increases your propensity to form clots, reduces your favorable cholesterol profile, impairs the signaling of the heart and the major blood vessels, impairs brain function, and it shortens your life expectancy.
According to Dr. Mensch, Loganites can expect to lose about 2 years of their life to air pollution. Now, needless to say, air pollution is a complicated problem without a simple solution. But the health effects are grave. So as someone who has to live with air pollution, I just couldn't help but wonder, would it help to wear a mask?
I get this kind of question all the time. What about, say, a surgical mask? Well, they don't provide a lot of protection, these little cotton masks. They provide a little bit, probably, but only maybe about 10%. And one of the main reasons why is you breathe heavily around them. They don't provide the kind of seal that you're looking for.
But there are masks, and then there are masks. Many companies offer something called an N95 mask. Research shows that they can significantly reduce the amount of pollution inhaled.
You know, assuming you'd shaved and you put it on, had a good seal, then they are 95% effective. An N95, that's what the number means.
Many of these masks come with a carbon filter, an exhalation port, and a much snugger fit, beard or no beard.
The tighter the seal of the mask, the more effective it's going to be. But the downside is the more difficult it's going to be to breathe through.
And I can attest to that. What you're hearing now, that's me walking up some outside stairs on my way to work wearing an N95 mask. Pick your poison, I guess.
You're not exerting yourself so much with walking that you probably couldn't tolerate a very good mask. Now, if you're going to really actively jog, then that's a different story. But if you're going to walk, you can probably tolerate a very tight seal on a mask, and that's probably a good thing for you to do.
So yeah, I wear a mask on my way to work now when the air is bad. By the way, you can check the air quality and PM2.5 levels at any time on airnow.gov. There's a link on our website. And there may be another reason to get a mask. The better reason, according to many students I talk to.
I'm Casey Trout. I'm a freshman majoring in environmental studies at Utah State.
Would you consider wearing masks in the wintertime when the inversion's bad?
Only as a political statement, not because I'm that concerned about my health.
You can share your reasons for wearing or not wearing a mask with us on Twitter at Utah Public Radio. For Science News, I'm Daniel Kinko. Should I really just shave this thing off in the wintertime when it gets bad?
If the beard's working for you, I'd go with it.